This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Oh. Thank you, Maria. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So I'm always, yeah, I don't know why. It's like, I love this job, but I'm always so happy when it's Friday. Like, yay.
I love this job, Friday. Too.
Yeah. I guess it's because I get to sleep in tomorrow. It's nice. Oh. I stay up late tonight.
Yeah, but you said you don't even sleep in anymore.
Well, I try to nap on Fridays.
Oh, so you can stay up late and hopefully sleep at least till like 7 or 8.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. 7 or 8, that'd be great.
Real quick, let me just, sure, yeah. I think this is my Craig. 408 says, longtime listener, Craig here.
Oh, Craig, the 58-year-old contractor who left us a voice message.
Who likes me best. Yeah,
he didn't say that. But he does like you, clearly.
Do you really want a woman that wants to do it all the time? I had one and I started to worry that she was, she was insatiable, it sounds like. Oh. So he worried
she
might be with others as
well.
Oh,
as in like, you better keep me satisfied, mister.
I don't know. I don't know. Not all the time, but once a week, you know, 15 minutes doesn't seem like too much to ask, does it?
Oh, I feel like let's go once a week, 8 minutes. Or how about once every other week and I'll go 15?
Kiss and do, you know.
Yeah, we can kiss. I'll kiss you anytime. As long as that one thing doesn't happen, you know.
No, I mean, in the 15 minutes is some kissing and a little, you know.
I mean.
Honk, honk, you know, a little.
Let's move this along.
How about this?
Sure, honk, honk. Right. Okay, great. See anything you like?
It's only 15 minutes. That is not too much for the love of your life.
Yeah. It's a little much.
Anyway, let's just move. It's too depressing. What's coming up in the trash?
So the guy is, this guy.
Oh, Craig was saying.
Craig is like, really,
I don't know that this is the Craig that left a message. I just saw the name and thought, oh, this must be my Craig. Might not be.
Your that. Sweet Craig. Oh. Yep. Hey, this 11th annual Weekend Survive concert. We want to send you to this. This is Odyssey's big deal yearly. All this week, if you've got that free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice at 97.3. Give us a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. Man, that's your daily entry. You're automatically entered just for having the app and being logged in. You got a chance to win a trip for two to Odyssey's We Can Survive concert, round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, a meet and greet with Benson Boone. It's a big deal for us here in the Odyssey world. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Free app. Go get it. Love to have you win that. I love this story. I like Linkin Park. They have a special place in my heart because years ago, before Chad Bennington died, what's that guy's name? It's not even in this story. They came in as a different band. Do you remember that? It was on Chester Bennington. Mike Shinoda, I think, was the guy. Weren't the two of them in a different band?
No. Yeah, sorry.
Tell me what I'm trying to
keep up with your story, but I was a little behind on it. Okay. Chester came in with an old friend of his, not related to Linkin Park at all. This was another friend of his.
They had another project going,
and it was someone. And part that led us to the great part of that interview, which was Chester was talking about how he had it with the music business.
He'd been trying at it forever.
He's obviously got a great voice, but nothing clicked. And then he got this out of nowhere. I think he said he was living in Arizona at the time.
Yeah.
And this was a secret show. This was on our podcast.
I don't even know if it's still available.
It's gotta be findable somehow.
I don't know.
Anyway, Chester said he got this tip from someone he knew about a band looking for a vocalist. Mm-hmm. He got the music, he heard it and went, I'm going to go. This is my last.
I like this. This is the last thing.
Effort right. ever. I got to go get a job. I got a kid. Mm-hmm. I got a partner. I got to get a real job and give this up. So he drove to the record label in LA with his tape and took it and put it on the guy's desk. And the story is that, yeah, he hit and that band became Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And it was cool to hear someone who was saying, I was at my end. I'd just been trying for years. And is clearly
a very talented person. Like, it just shows you how difficult it is to make it in this business. That was, I swear to God, I feel like it's 10 times harder now because you got to break through all the, everybody's got their TikTok career.
Well, no one wants to give you a bunch of money to make a record.
No,
either.
That's for sure. Absolutely not.
Like, yeah, you know, make a record, but.
Yeah, go ahead. Self-release it. Make it in your house. It's good luck with that. Bye. So Linkin Park, So Chester died. That's it. That was like several years back. And so they announced they got a new singer yesterday.
I saw this and was like, and I'd been hearing rumors too about who it might be.
Oh, and is it the person you heard the rumors about?
Nope.
Yeah.
So I had to
look up. Oh my God, this is so amazing.
I had to look up who that person was. So finish the story because it's a big announcement actually.
It is. And so have you listened to the record?
I have not.
So the song is great. It's up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. You've heard it?
I heard it this morning.
Oh, the new Linkin Park with their new singer.
Yes. So, and here's the other thing. She is the co-singer. Like, she's listed in the story I'm looking at as co-singer. So.
That's the way it always was, though.
Oh, so Chester wasn't the lead singer?
No, Chester was always part of the vocal team. So the other guy, I think you said his name, Shinoda.
Yeah.
He also sings.
Okay.
So there's two voices in that band. Now, Chester was the singer though. She's the singer. Yeah. No, he could hit the notes and did all the screams.
Like the big choruses. So Linkin Park announces their new singer yesterday. It's a woman named Emily Armstrong. She's 38 years old, I believe. I had to look her up. And by the way, she's not like front and center. You type in Emily Armstrong and they're like, who? You know, Google.
I found her.
You can find her.
She used to be in a different band.
She used to be in my dead band. It's called Dead Sarah. That's the name of it. But it's Sarah spelled the wrong way, I believe. Mm. Although in this story, it does have the H on it. So who the hell knows? So she joins the band and they've also got a new drummer, a guy named Colin Britton.
Oh, what happened to the old drummer?
It doesn't say here. So it's really more of a, like, we added this lady and we've also got another drummer. So they played a show for fan club members in LA yesterday and it was their first official performance since 2017. Mike Shinoda said, we feel really empowered with this new lineup and the vibrant and energized new music we've made together. We're still weaving the sonic touch points. We are weaving together the sonic touch points we've been known for and still exploring new ones. So they have an album ready. It's called From Zero. It drops November 15th. And the first single is called The Emptiness Machine. And it came out yesterday.
I would like to say something
good.
Real quick.
Please do.
And I appreciate you saying it's good because This is what I'll say. Give him a chance. Mm. You don't have to like it. And I know you might be really loyal to Chester and you might say to yourself, it's not Linkin Park without Chester. But that's a band that had been at this for 20 plus years. They all identify this band as their way and means to not only be artistically creative, but also make a living.
Yeah, support their families.
And when one of them passes away or leaves or whatever, this happens to a lot of bands.
They find themselves
going,
and now we're nowhere.
I put everything into this one thing, and now it's just over.
And now it's just gone.
So I give them a lot of credit for trying, and I understand why people feel some kind of disloyalty is in. He's in heaven.
He is.
They didn't dump him. He went to heaven. And now they want to keep making the music they've made and hopefully go do shows. I hope it works out for them.
They have announced some shows. Very limited at this point. But it's looking like, so Inglewood, California at the Kia Forum on 9/11. In Brooklyn at the Barclays Center on September 16th.
Those are kind of big venues.
Huge venues.
I guess they can sell them.
And by the way, the turnaround on this, I mean, these shows are next week and they've just announced them. Mm. So then there's Germany, South Korea, Colombia, England. It's just a handful of dates right now, but they're getting it out there. And this, I love this chick. I loved the video. I love her voice.
You like the song. That's great.
I thought the song was pretty good. So here's the thing. I didn't know that they had always had two singers. I would hear the singing and think, oh, that's all just Chester. And so I'm like, why is there a dude singing? And then all of a sudden, there she is. But you're easily a minute or more into the song she starts singing. So look for that. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're at all intrigued, Linkin Park have announced a tour and the first album since Chester Bennington's death. They've shared a new song, a new video, and their new singer. So congratulations to all of them. I hope it goes well. I'm with you. You know, give them a chance. Emily Armstrong is this new singer. She's from a band called Dead Sarah. They're like an alt-rock band. And it's funny, too, because I don't know how old Chester Bennington was when he was making that, you know, like, this is it. This is the final thing I'm going to go for.
Well, he was an older guy when they started. When he went into Linkin Park.
That's what I'm asking you. Like, do you know how old he was? Because, you know, when you're 38 you've been in music for a while, you're probably thinking, Jesus, I'm looking at 40 and I haven't made it yet. So she's 38 years old. Was this a similar scenario for her?
I don't know how big Dead Sarah was.
I don't either. I'd never heard of them though. But that doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
So on that tip, I went, wow, how many bands had their lead singer die and then get a new singer and go on with any kind of success?
Did you look it up?
Well, I did look it up.
Okay.
And here's what I found. And there are a few. I mean, there's some obvious ones.
Van Halen. Oh, he didn't die. He left.
He just left. These are deaths.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that changes the... No, I don't have
the biggest one is AC/DC. And that's why I went, AC/DC.
Yes.
AC/DC did it. Bon Scott choked to death. Like, I don't know, 1979, 1980. And then, like, then they got Brian Johnson and put out Back
and
in
their
Black.
Their biggest album.
So that was released later that year. Oh, yeah. 1980, Bon Scott chokes to death. And the same year, Back in Black comes out. Queen, kind of. They had that guy from Paul Rogers. Isn't he the Bad Company guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was with them for a while, but he just didn't have the same kind of range. And now they got Adam Lambert. And actually, George Michael's done some, back in the day, did some stuff with them as well.
Oh, he did?
I think so.
I don't know if he
did anything permanent. Like, Adam is semi-permanent. Like, it seems like they tour with him.
Yeah. Well, and he can do it all.
And he can do it all. Then there were a few others where I'm like, no.
A lot of bands find themselves going, we've got to change the key of this because
this person can't do that.
So
people have their range. It's
no,
just
I understand.
That,
but when you get someone like Adam Lambert, who's like, no, play it. I got this.
Yep. You could actually raise it up a note or two. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. They say here, so I was looking and some of these, those are really the only two that really just, I don't know. And Queen, it wasn't even about that anybody was replacing Freddie Mercury. It was that I feel like AC/DC is kind of the only one because they went on to put out more hit records. Like Queen, okay, they tour. They did replace the guy. It's like Journey. They did, not that Steve Perry died, but they did replace the lead singer. But then they didn't have more hits. You know what I mean? So, because they're saying here, Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland died in 2015.
Chester ended up in Stone Temple Pilots.
They don't even mention him. They're saying this guy, Jeff Gutt, has been there.
Well, he's the guy they have now, but they had Chester jump in and they were planning to do shows. They even made an EP with Chester.
They say here, The Doors, that after Jim Morrison was found dead, they put in. I'm like, but no, though.
You know who they toured with was Ian Astbury.
From The Cult.
Someone is saying.
They renamed Doors of the 21st Century.
Sublime never really replaced Bradley. They never really let Rome join the band. And they were touring as Sublime with Rome. And Rome was spot on for the voice.
He really was. And so they didn't have more hits, though, with him.
Nope.
But now Bradley Knowles' son, Jacob, is yep. And there it's just Sublime again.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they will try and come up with new music. They talk about Blind Melon here, too, Shannon. But again, I'm saying none of these. AC/DC's kind of the only one where the guy
they
dies, they replace, and they just got bigger and continued to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just thought interesting, and I wish them nothing but the best. Linkin Park, new singer, Emily Armstrong. Go, Emily. I'm in. And that song, that video, up on the ceremony.
I'm
going to
go check it out.
Okay, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hold on. The makeout spots. I got to get rid of that. is summer over? And more after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
The feeling. Oh, I love that. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know what else I love? Friday.
No, oh, I thought you were going to say me.
Oh, I do love you so much. This part of the show is actually brought to you by our Facebook page, which I also am really enjoying having a good time posting things to. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Here's some of the things we talked about on today's show that you'll find right there on the Facebook page. So much stuff. All this weekend's movie trailers, plus the new single and video from Linkin Park, the brand new and the vintage Pepsi Gladiator NFL team-ups. All so epic.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Voice Message on the Odyssey app. Alice at 97.3 has Voice Message, a new feature on the Odyssey app that allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice.
Nice.
We're super excited to hear what you have to say, so leave us a voice message and then keep it on Alice to hear yourself telling Sarah and Vinny all your hopes and dreams or whatever you can fit in a 60-second message. Just log into the Odyssey app, select Alice at 973, click the mic and start talking. And soon we will be able to play these on the air.
And we're listening to them now. Jane is freaking out. She loves it.
I have to
listen to this one.
All joking aside, I did love that Craig wrote us or gave us a message yesterday. And for him to have commented on, he also cried at If, I was like, yeah, man, that movie undid me in minutes. Like,
yeah.
There I was going... I'm trying to, like, I'm just going, this is pathetic. I have become.
Oh, that's so funny.
Pathetic.
No, you are not pathetic. You're just in touch with your feelings. And the scene
in Inside Out 2, it's one of the opening scenes. It's this girl who, she's up in front of the class and she drops some stuff and she's so embarrassed and the class laughs and the girl, our girl, you know, from the lead character, yes, that continues, yeah, she gets up and helps her. And then they become friends. Oh. And another friend comes and helps. Oh. And the three of them, they're having that we're going to be best friends moment. And then they do become. And I'm
oh. Believe that we are going to be
friends. It's one of those things where those are the moments in your life where you cross paths with someone that changes you forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching mm-hmm. it crying and going, oh, my God. I am in public crying.
Oh,
I'm
no.
at a movie theater with my daughter crying. And my daughter's like, geez, dude, yikes.
Take it easy, Dad.
Yeah. Well, what
so
are you
what?
Do?
Friends, they're everywhere.
You don't know
I
yet.
Don't know, and you don't know how long you'll have that friend.
You heartless tyrant. I didn't say that, but you know.
Not
anyway.
Allowed.
Well, defense mechanisms. Mm. Even calling your kid's name might make sense sometime. Okay, is summer over? This is the question being asked from YouGov.
Yeah.
And
are they asking, like, basically, if Labor Day has passed?
Is Labor Day,
over?
Right, is that the end of everything? And 55% said it probably is. 21% said it definitely is. But
the holdouts.
It definitely is not, is 4%.
That
which
is
you
me.
Are firmly
I am
in that definitely not over. Come on.
Especially now, I don't have to worry about back to school or any of that stuff. I'm like, it is still summer until the 20th or 21st or 22nd, whatever that is.
This next story is kind of interesting. It comes kind of out of the political landscape, but that's not why I'm telling you all this. So give me one second.
Okay.
They say here, with 2024 being an election year, plenty of people are sizing up each state in America based on its impact on the Electoral College.
Yes.
Since the population of each state helps determine this number, it really does matter when people say they're moving to a red or blue state. It changes the Electoral College, I guess. With that in mind, a new study finds the United States could see some major voting changes in the decades to come. By the year 2100, which is
so far in the
pretty
future.
Far out there. I mean, it's hard
we
to even talk about
it. Our kids might still
yeah,
be alive,
well,
but they'll
right.
be elderly.
Mm-hmm. Researchers predict that California will lose its title as the most populous state.
Texas. Is it Texas?
It's Texas.
You know, are they even that far behind us? I'm surprised that they don't have
America's new top five.
Okay.
With a robust annual growth rate of 1.3%, Texas is set to become the undisputed population giant of the United States. Texas's economic attractiveness combined with its vast expanses of land and relatively lower cost of living will continue to draw people. It will be the most populous state in our union. Florida will move to second place, boasting the highest annual growth rate among the top states at 1.7%.
Mm.
Florida's appeal shows no signs of waning. I told you the guy that I take guitar lessons from, he's a Boston guy. And he says, I love Boston.
Yeah.
I'm never moving back there, though.
Mm.
He's in Florida and he's like,
no more winter.
I love it here.
Mm.
I love it. And he's all, and don't get me wrong, I love Boston. And he even went on to say, and this guy's only 35, so what does he know? But he goes, they've cleaned Boston up too, oh, by the way. Like
Boston is looking beautiful
he
these
said,
days.
He goes, it's the most beautiful
it used
it's
to be
ever
a snarl.
Looked.
It really used to be messy and cruddy.
Well, they've cleaned it up. He's even saying, they've cleaned it up, and yet I'm in Florida now, yeah, and I'm never going back.
Well, listen, winter is a pain in the ass. And if you can live somewhere where there isn't winter, like the living's easy, you'd do it.
Despite recent challenges, though, including a modest decline, the Golden State will grow residents by 2100, but it will be the third most populous state. North Carolina and Georgia round out your top five. New York comes in at number six.
It's a smallish state. I mean, it actually isn't really that small.
Oh.
There's a
big upstate.
There's a big upstate. But it is still, you know, it's like one of those small northeastern states.
Anyway, Texas taking over,
everybody.
It ain't
no Texas. Yeah, that's crazy.
Let me see. I'm running out of time. I want to try and do something.
Well, California is just like, to me, I'd love it here. If I could, I'd just stay here forever. But man, there are some attractive financial situations in other states where you're like, that would work better for when you're on a fixed income. You want to pay as little tax as you can.
Those are decisions that you have to make based on finances. It just comes down to a simple, like, it's not mathing out. I can't stay here. And that happens. And it might even happen to me. I'm born and have lived most of my life here. And yet, if I've got to make a financial decision so that my wife and I don't have to keep working till we're 80, then that will be what I have to do. That's hello, Oregon.
So, right. Hello.
Hello, Idaho, or whatever. And it's not by choice. It'll be out of necessity. This next one I'll do real quick. When they say tax the rich.
Yes.
Are there people out there who work for a living saying, are you talking about me?
Yeah, who do they mean when they say tax the
rich? Well, that's the question. No one likes paying taxes, but they don't hit everyone the same way. There's currently talk of potentially taxing unrealized stock gains, blah, 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 all these ways they can get you.
Oh, they can't do that.
So if you're not sure taxing the rich applies to you, a website has created an amusing checklist. So when they say tax the rich, here are the signs they're probably not, or maybe are, talking about you. Do you hesitate before adding guac to your burrito? I do not.
Oh, as in that costs $1 extra or $2 extra.
You look at promo codes when shopping online.
Oh.
You do that and you got plenty of dough.
I do. I want to find a deal. And make sure you click that little thing. It's a little box you have to click on Amazon. It's like it's $12 off. But you didn't click the thing, so no $12 for you.
Why do you got to click the thing, though? What's the catch?
I don't know what it is.
Why bother me with that?
They want you to
I don't shop on Amazon, so I don't
know. They want you to look. I don't know what it is. It's like, click here to redeem the coupon. Like, couldn't you just make that the price and that I can make my decision on that.
When they scream tax the rich, here are the signs they're probably not talking about you. You clean your own home instead of hiring cleaners.
Yeah, I have cleaners.
You're worried about how you'll afford a medical bill. Everybody should be worried about that.
Everybody's worried about that. I mean, I guess if you're uber rich, you're not worried about it. Cancer, they say cancer's $1 million. The end.
Right. You keep packets of ketchup and soy sauce in a drawer in your kitchen.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Yeah, that's just because it empties out on the table and you go, do I throw this away? Nah, let's keep
it
just in case.
Let's keep it. Right, just in case we someday in the far-flung future run out of ketchup and we're like, thank God we have these ketchup packets from 2018 that we can use.
Have you complained about grocery store prices lately? That's one of the
I don't go to grocery stores. John does all the shopping.
Yeah, I do most of it at my house, too.
He was bitching about milk the other day, though. He likes this one kind of milk.
Oat?
Fairlife, it's called.
Oh, that's the brand.
That's the brand.
Okay.
He likes the lactose-free Fairlife milk. And he said that it's, I can't remember what he said the price was. I think it was like $8 or something. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like a lot. Bye.
Here are the signs the tax the rich call is not for you. You've never set foot in a private jet.
Oh my God, I have been on a private jet.
I know you have.
But I'll tell you something about going on a private jet. Regular people shouldn't be allowed. Because then you know. Then you know what these people, these rich people have. Like, then it became my, like, I'm like, I gotta get a private jet. Like, I gotta find a way to have enough money to do a private jet.
I'm glad you got off that, though. It seems to have been, you know, you've gotten real about it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen. That's what I'm hoping. Like, Riley will have, like, a hit video game.
You're doing fine. You never do anything but first class. You don't need a private jet. You're always flying first class.
That's air miles. That's airline miles. I hope I don't run out of those soon.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, look at the time.
Listen to this.
I'm ready.
If you search Chester Bennington, Sarah and Vinny podcast, the 09 Secret Show episode is available.
Go! You can just search.
Where do you just search
on
that?
Google? Where did you search? Hold on, I'm gonna try it. So, what you say? The Sarah and Vinny.
If you search Chester Bennington Sarah and Vinny podcast, apparently it comes up. It's an 09. 09. That was the like early days.
Chester Bennington on the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
Radical. Who knew?
This is incredible. Amazing.
That's really rad. Wow. Thank you for telling us that, 707.
And that's Google. I just Googled it.
408 says, what about Joy Division New Order? Or do they not count? Joy Division was one of my favorite bands, and I also like New Order. The singer died.
Yeah, but...
it's different. It is. Not a lot. Yeah. They weren't popularly known. Joy Division was not huge.
They did have songs, though. You're right. No, I love them. That's not bad. Anybody else suggest things where the person died and got replaced? Like, I couldn't really come up with a successfully replaced
well,
other
no
than
no one's
going to
be the AC/DC because they had their biggest right. album with their new guy.
Right.
I'm not seeing that, but 916 says, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Come on, guys.
Oh, the old
But it's just that
book?
We're different. We yes. have different ideas of what...
Yeah, that is true.
Sarah would rather go to the bathroom for 15 minutes than have sex for 15 minutes.
Yeah, like I'm going to do Sudoku and, you know, be alone with my thoughts.
What about that guy that's committed his entire life to you that wants you so desperately?
I'll do stuff with him. I said I'd do it.
God.
It's almost like I'm not saying no, Vin.
Oh my God, Vinny, says 415. Why not drive so your passengers have confidence you're going to stop instead of making them wonder up to the last GD heartbreaking moment? I don't heartbreak. Yeah.
You do heartbreak.
No, I don't.
You do.
I do not.
But you're not breaking at all. You're going to hit that guy. Thank God I... so that you can
look up the meme.
Stop.
It's actually so appropriate for most relationships that there is someone in the car going... or grabbing the oh you know what bar. You know what it's called.
I do.
The oh you know
put
what.
Put my hands out on the dash like oh no.
Yeah, what? This is just that meme you've seen. Before I was married, I would just crash into the back of every car that was in front of me because no one was there to gasp and grunt from the passenger seat when they saw brake lights. Yeah, that's it. And what's even funnier is someone wrote in and said, the worst part is the person who's always gasping has 3 tickets and 3 accidents, and I've never been in one.
Oh, good for you. It's because I've been saving you.
That's not true. Save yourself.
Heal thyself.
You horrible driver, you. All right, we got to go.
All right, listen, you guys, have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Keep it here on Alice all the live long day. Enjoy Jane's show later this afternoon, and we will see you back here on Monday. Have yourself a good one.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.